Aphrodite's Hat by Sally Vickers. Read by Carol Boyd. Mrs. Radinsky.
And what?
Asked Mr. Pullen, nervously shuffling his papers together on his knees. Is to be done about Mrs. Radinsky. It was the end-of-year meeting of Chesterton Court's Residents' Association, and thanks to Mr. Pullen's patient steering, they had arrived, finally, and thankfully, thought Claire Trevelyan, at any other business. The atmosphere in Mr. Pullen's cramped flat, where, in deference to his role as chair, the residents' meetings were always held, became uneasy. Mr. and Mrs. Hampshire, who by virtue of their owning two of the penthouse flats were accorded double voting powers, started forward on the perilously fragile chairs provided by Mr. Pullen. Don Parsons, who had been hoping to get away sharpish, glanced anxiously across at his neighbour, Susan Macclesfield, and catching her eye, sighed audibly. Other residents, who had been frankly dragooned into coming, shifted irritably, keen to get back to addressing their late Christmas cards. Mr. Pullen retrieved his glasses from the pocket of his cardigan and studied the past minutes as if refreshing his memory over what had been agreed when the topic of Mrs. Radinsky last arose. This was purely a delaying tactic. He recollected all too well and knew who would be asked to bear the lion's share of responsibility in dealing with her. Chesterton Court had not always been the salubrious establishment it now was. As with so many formerly rough areas in London, it had come up. The elegant white-stuccoed building, now boasting a live-in caretaker and a well-maintained garden, was once the shabby quarters of a house.